This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. This week, a Steven Spielberg movie is slated to open in theaters. It's his take on H.G. Wells' story, War of the Worlds. It's unlikely to generate the scare that radio listeners got when Orson Welles presented his version of the tale in 1938, and Orson Welles did it without any special effects, just sound.
We are bringing you an eyewitness account of what's happening on the Wilmoth Farm, Grover's Mill, New Jersey.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's something I haven't mentioned in all this excitement, but perhaps you've caught it already on your radio. Listen, please. Now, we're not more than 25 feet away. Professor Pearson.
Yes, sir.
Can you tell us the meaning of that scraping noise inside the thing?
The metal casing is definitely extraterrestrial. See, it's cylindrical shape.
Something's happening. Ladies and gentlemen, this is terrific. This end of the thing is beginning to flake off. The top is beginning to rotate like a screw, and the thing must be hollow. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the most terrifying thing I've ever witnessed.
Sound plays a role in the storytelling in the new movie of War of the Worlds. Randy Tom did sound design for the picture. He already has 12 Oscar nominations and has received 2 Oscars, one for The Right Stuff and one just this year.
This next award is for sound editing, and the Oscar goes to Michael Silvers and Randy Tom for The Incredibles.
Thank you so much. Certain Academy Awards like sound and visual effects and editing are sometimes referred to as technical awards. They are not technical awards. They're given for artistic decisions. And sometimes we make them better than others, and I guess we made a couple of good ones on this one.
Most moviegoers are aware of Randy Tom's work, if not his name. Over the years, he has worked on the sound design for many pictures, including Apocalypse Now, Castaway, The Polar Express, and some of the Star Wars films. Right now he's in London creating the sound design for Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire.
But he took time out to send us this appeal, trying to recruit All Things Considered listeners to help him do his job with a search for sound.
I'm a frustrated guy. One of my frustrations has always been, as a sound designer, that I'm looking for sounds in the real world that I'm not able to find. Maybe there's this great sounding machine in Pittsburgh, and I have no way of knowing that this machine exists, but I know that it's out there somewhere. Maybe it's not in Pittsburgh, maybe it's in Des Moines or even Los Angeles. And I could use that sound in a film. I found this sound in the phone book. I was working on the second Star Wars movie, Empire Strikes Back, and we needed sounds for the Imperial Walkers, four-legged, robot-like, mechanical creatures. This sound was recorded in a factory, essentially, that deals with sheet metal. What comes into the factory are giant rolls of sheet metal that's sometimes a quarter of an inch thick. And that roll gets unrolled and goes through a kind of blade that's a little like a guillotine, and it can cut the sheet metal into whatever length you want. Part of it is louder than another part, so it's almost like telling a little story over a period of 2 or 3 seconds. This is a different metal shear, which was also used for the Imperial Walkers.
That armor's too strong for blasters.
This sound is a good example of what I mean when I say an individual sound can tell a bit of a story. When you listen to this, I feel that it's a machine that's trying to do more or less the same thing over and over again, but there's something else going on. There's this almost straining, scraping sound that's part of it that suggests to me there's something wrong with the machine.
Thank you.
So you can imagine this robot that's kind of crawling along, that's been injured maybe in a fight with some other robot, and it's barely able to make each step. That, believe it or not, is a dog, Chuchi, the Maltese. Many people think that the way that we get these sounds to put in movies is that we synthesize them electronically. It's not true. Almost all the really great sounds that you hear in movies are recordings of real things made with microphones in the real world, and we're constantly looking for new things to record. This is the very high-tech sounding, you know, turbo engine of Mr. Incredible's car.
Well, what are you waiting for?
I don't know. Something amazing, I guess.
What I would like for you to do as listeners is help me find sounds that we might be able to use in movies. The sounds I'm looking for make you feel a certain way. They may make you feel happy. They may be frightening sounds. They may suggest some future sci-fi world. They may recall some medieval, mechanical, cog-in-wheels kind of world. Try to divorce yourself from everything you know about the source of the sound. What matters is what's in the sound itself. And if you think it's a powerful sound, powerful emotionally, even though it might be a really quiet sound, then that's what I'm looking for.
If you want to help Randy Tom search for sound, call us at 202-408-9576. We'll repeat that number in just a moment, but first a few instructions.
We will need your name and how to contact you.
Please don't use email for this, only this phone line.
Tell us what the sound is, and even let us hear a bit of it if you can.
The number again is 202-408-9576. And if you're driving or can't write that number down, you can find it at our website, npr.org.